There are many public and private preschools operating across Arkansas, but one based in Fayetteville, Mighty Minds, may be one of the few and possibly only bilingual pre-K operations in Arkansas. Advocates claim early bilingual education improves cognitive function, as well as encouraging cultural tolerance. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich tells us more.
Students at Mighty Minds Bilingual Pre-K on Porter Road in Fayetteville start every class day with a rather off-key version of "We're Gonna Have a Good Day." Administrator Jay Edwards, a professional musician, leads the children in song. His spouse, Ruth Edwards, operates the school. She's a certified early education and elementary school teacher based first in Puerto Rico, then later in Texas. She's also a nationally noted language technology expert, building custom interactive programs like this language learning dance. Arkansas Public Schools are required to offer English learning courses to non-English speaking students to gain an equitable and adequate education. But Mighty Minds, the only bilingual pre-K in Northwest Arkansas, which opened last August, is referred to as a dual language school.
In the morning, we teach Spanish. And in the afternoon, we teach English. So the students that don't know Spanish, they will learn Spanish. And the students that don't know English, they will learn English.
Dual language K-12 education is trending. It offers language immersion, where instructors speak only in a given language for extended periods. Most dual language schools in the U.S. provide English and Spanish learning, although Arabic, Chinese, French, and Asian language skills are increasingly being offered.
Estrella, estrella, mano, 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 mano.
The Edwards say bilingual pre-K schools are rare, especially in Arkansas, which has a growing Hispanic population. It's why they moved here from Texas. Rogers and Springdale School District student populations, according to State Education Department data, is 45% Hispanic. Fayetteville's district is 12% Hispanic. Currently, all Mighty Minds enrolled students are English speakers, except for one child who recently moved here from Puerto Rico. He's already forming English phrases, but was too shy to show us. He's also learning English and Spanish literacy, along with a half a dozen other subjects.
We teach science in Spanish, social studies in Spanish, and then in the afternoon, we do math in English, and we integrate literacy in English, so they're going to learn how to read and write in English and numbers in English.
What happens is we have one student here that the parents speak English, but the grandmother only speaks Spanish. So there's a language barrier in the family. So coming here, when the kid is bilingual, then they can communicate with the whole family. We have another student here that the student only speaks Spanish.
Jay Edwards' parents served as teachers and school administrators, so operating Mighty Minds is a natural fit for him. He also works part-time as a truck driver to help support the independent school startup. He's originally from the Pine Bluff region. The couple met in Texas. Mighty Minds, an independent private school, enrolls 2.5 to 6-year-olds. Tuition is $185 a week, which includes breakfast and lunch. Registration, $75, plus a $50 per semester materials fee, which includes all digital services and devices. But to encourage new enrollees, the new school's waiving both fees and has discounted weekly enrollment to $150. Mighty Minds is also offering Spanish immersion camp this summer for children ages 30 months to 12 years.
In 3 weeks, we have students that did not speak English did not speak Spanish when they got here. And in 3 weeks, they were already speaking Spanish and words for sure, and some in sentences in 3 weeks. And Ruth has built her own program and her own system that we use here and it's very effective.
The Edwards say bilingual language learning and research backs them up, spurs brain development in young children who absorb and can retain up to three languages naturally. They also learn about cultural diversity, tolerance, and will graduate with a set of language skills providing certain career advantages in their adult lives. Ruth Edwards teaches Spanish and English using iPads, laptops, whiteboards, puzzles, games, and large interactive video classroom screen. The spacious one-room school contains private desks, tiny tables, and cubby workstations.
So we have Pretend I Learn Center, Black Art Center, ABC Center, Science, Math, Writing Center, and iPad Center, Computer Center, Library. Over here, Sand, and Play-Doh Center.
The children are also given homework, which Ruth can assess remotely. We interrupt the children who've been quietly studying and playing with a few questions. Full disclosure, my high school Spanish is really rough.
¿Cómo te llama?
Eli.
Oh, ¿cuántos años?
Cinco.
Eli, an English speaker, is a very serious guy. He's 5 years old. We give Phoenix, another English speaker, a quick test. He's the eldest child here, age six.
How do you say dog in Spanish?
Pedro.
How do you say cat?
Gato.
Muy bien. Can you count?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
A gang of toddlers grapple with giant letter blocks spelling out Spanish words as well as nonsense. At another table, the children do timed flashcards.
Casa. Casa.
Pera. Casa. Lupe.
According to the nonprofit Pew Research Center, the Hispanic population in the U.S. has reached 58 million, or 18% of us, and currently accounts for half of the nation's population growth since 2000 via both migration and birth rate. Data show that little children immersed in a foreign language are better able to recognize symbolic relationships between letters, characters, and sounds, leading to excellent reading skills. And while immersed, children may also absorb native accents. Bilingualism and biliteracy, research indicates, can also encourage attention development and cooperative engagement with others. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And you can scroll through Mighty Mind's website in either English or Spanish. We have a link at ozarksatlarge.com. And if you ever miss an edition of Ozarks at Large, don't forget, we're available. It's an absolutely free podcast. You can subscribe through iTunes, Stitcher. You can also find us on the NPR One app and the KUAF app.